are growth in reflection. Traveling to a new country forced me to look inward as much as outward. Away from the familiar markers of our identity, my language, my routines, my social circle, I had to face myself more directly. Who was I when stripped of context? Could I find strength in vulnerability? The answer slowly was yes. I learned to laugh at mistakes instead of fearing them. I discovered resilience in navigating challenges alone. Most importantly, I realized that the world was not as intimidating as it sometimes appears. Strangers could become friends, unfamiliar streets could become familiar pathways, and fear could transform into freedom, returning home. When I finally boarded the plane back, I carried more than souvenirs. I carried the sound of a foreign language echoing in my ears, the taste of dishes I longed to recreate, and the images of landscapes that had stretched my imagination. Yet the greatest souvenir was the change within myself, a newfound confidence, a deeper empathy, and an insatiable desire to keep exploring. Back home, people asked me what the country had been like. I found myself struggling to answer. How could I explain the way the air felt different? The joy of a successful conversation in broken phrases. The quiet pride of navigating a strange city alone. Words could only sketch outlines. The experience itself lived deeper. Conclusion. Traveling to a new country is an act of surrender. To the unknown, to vulnerability, to the possibility of transformation. My journey taught me that growth often hides in discomfort, that connection can transcend language, and that the world, vast as it is, feels a little smaller once you have walked its streets. Most of all, I learned that stepping into the unfamiliar is not about leaving home behind, but about carrying home within you, reshaped, enriched, and ready to meet the world anew.